Well, thank you for coming this evening with this terrible weather, New York weather. So to finish, I was thinking about the early 80s and late 70s, when a lot of us were at Mills College and were greatly influenced by Robert Ashley, and I wanted to revive this piece that pretty much was influenced by his presence at Mills College, and when we're all trying to tell stories, not as good as his, but there was this great writer, Melody Sumner Carnahan, who I would collaborate with, and she had written this interesting story, and it's 30 years later, it's interesting that the feeling of the story is quite different. At the time, it seemed quite extraordinary. Now it's more like some kind of a banal reality. And what happened then is that when I had a baby, I lost my sex drive. And my husband came home from the war and found me sleeping with a woman. So he took her away, and they ran off together, and my baby died. So I got my sex drive back and had another baby. I married a man who brought with him two children of his own. He loved them dearly. He stayed home to care for them. And I went out each day to make money, but found I hated my job. So I quit. The man who gave me the job threatened to kill me if I left. He didn't kill me. I got another job. I fell in love. The person I loved did not love me. He told me to get lost. I threatened to kill him if he went out with other women. He did. I shot him. He recovered and soon came back to me begging my forgiveness. I couldn't love him anymore. I quit my job. We moved into a larger house and the children entered school. I spent the days cleaning the house and redecorating. In the evening, we had small dinner parties. My husband decided to get a job. Another war broke out. We had to open our house to strangers who stole our things. My husband fell in love with one of them and left me with the children. When he returned a few months later, he had lost the ability to speak. An automobile accident. He recovered but soon died of a stroke. He had become obese. I contracted a mysterious ailment which afflicted my left side. It was entirely planted in the skin. I exuded a peculiar odor and frequently urinated uncontrollably. The doctors went back to see me. They could do nothing. I took a room in a house not far from them and phoned I found sheets. I threw out the sheets, most of my clothing, and my life. When the bumps fell off, I found them scattered about in my bed like sand. I threw out the sheets. She was nearly blind, but didn't.
Yeah, I'm trying to sound happy.
Assistente, perché io tengo un compagno cileno e no.
Yeah, I'm trying to sound happy.
Le lumière elle-même a transcendé le silence. Un で、私特にこう先だって私たちに先生にしてたカーニバルよりか7、8年経ってから作品シューマンのシンフォニックエチュードとか有名な幻想曲そういったものに触れると
シューマンの神髄というのもあるんですけど、大変にこ
う音楽用語で言うとシンコペーションっていうんですか、こう
Me siento, gallego, me siento, okay.
0です。
My children call, but they don't visit anymore. They're always reprimanding me for the way I have chosen to live. They complain that I should go out more and that I'm neglecting my personal hygiene. I'm happy though, doing exactly what I want. Fortunately, I don't remember much of what I have suffered. I know I experienced those things, but I can't conjure them up with any veracity. But the pleasures I can recall vividly, the pleasant sensations. I go through them all systematically, keeping records of what I relive. I can recall the dresses women wore to my parties, the sounds men made when we were making love. I can recall my husband's many games with my children, the configuration of the hair on his chest, his legs and belly. I can recall the quality of the different compliments I received on different occasions. I'm certain my memory of these things is better than anything I could experience today.